Winning 12-0 against Mount Marty.
Zero Concordia, all sports leader. Breaking news, Kooski, brought to you by the Solar. Welcome back, everybody. We got another great week for you. My name is Wyatt Kooby, alongside my partners, Eric Cumley. And what a weekend for sports. I'm telling you, we had overtimes, we had blowouts, we had everything in between. What a weekend.
What a great weekend for everyone. Everyone showed up, showed out, and won. We're going to start off with football. Jonah Wyan, named GPAC Offensive Player of the Week.
And this is why. He racked up 177 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns, leading our Bulldogs to a 34-28 overtime victory. He scored the last touchdown of the game. He scored all of our touchdowns.
He scored all the touchdowns.
He was incredible. Our offensive line had its moments where we couldn't get anything done, but when we needed them to perform, they performed.
They stepped up when they needed to step up, and not just the O-line, but Karell Kolmoos. He had a game himself.
Oh, my goodness.
Four catches for 104 yards.
Exactly. And Blake Colbert also showing out, having completed 18 of 33 passes for 220 yards. His longest was the pass to Kolmoos for 38 yards. And I tell you, he was just chucking it up there because he didn't want to sack. And Kolmoos came out of nowhere.
Fourth and
hustle play to catch that ball to give us a huge momentum
swing. It was fourth and 11.
Fourth and 12, I think.
And fourth and 11. Blake Colbert scrambles right, trying to avoid a sack, sets up, and just heaves one up for a first down. And Karell Kolmoos comes out of nowhere, steals the interception that would have been, and gets down immediately for a first down.
It was insane.
Later that drive, we score.
Actually, it was the go-ahead score because Hastings came out and then drove the length of the field to tie it, and then we forced overtime. We can go on. Let's go to overtime. Let's talk about the defense.
The defense in overtime shut them down.
Oh, man. They start off at the 25-yard line, right? First play, get a couple yards. Second play, it was an incomplete. It was a bad pass, incompletion. Third play, they try to throw it, and by golly, our defensive line stepped up, forced the quarterback to roll outside the pocket and tripped him up.
Yep, tripped him up right at the line of scrimmage. And
that forced the field goal opportunity. So Hastings is lined up for the field goal, right? Good snap, bad hold. The holder drops the ball. Peyton Mitchell comes off the corner and tries to get the ball, but
just tackles the holder
for
perfectly fine.
Is perfect. So that sets up a great position for us. We either need a field goal or a touchdown to win.
Yep, we don't need either or.
We just need points.
Yeah,
and we took 4 plays, drove it down, and Jonah with the finishing touch on a 3rd down play. And man, we went wild. We rushed the field. The atmosphere was amazing.
The atmosphere was. For a home opener, that was the best one that I've been to.
Same. I mean, it was a great game. Celebration was fantastic.
Everyone in the stands was loud and wearing masks, staying 6 feet apart.
Right. We had people overflowing into the grass area. Like, it was packed. It was a really good atmosphere. Continue to show out. Football plays this Saturday at Briar Cliff. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Show up and show out.
You know, the football wasn't just the only team that was great. Girls soccer winning 12-0 against Mount Marty.
I mean, dang. Holy cow. That's a win right there. Their home opener, they lost in overtime. And to bounce back and score 12 goals, 8 of those were in the first half. It was 8-0 at halftime. I tell you what, halftime they put in a freshman goal. We put in a freshman goalie.
Looking at all these stats on when we scored, it wasn't just like at the beginning of the game or at the end. It was throughout the entire game. We have scoring from the 5th minute all the way down to the 88th. So that just shows we're playing the entire game.
Shots on goal was 1 for Mount Marty.
Wow.
And it was saved by our phenomenal goalie, Lindsay Carley. And she just stood there for the rest of the game because nothing was really happening. There were a total of 2 other shots, but shots on goal was just 1. We played phenomenal offense.
The 12 goals is the most recorded goals in a game. Oh. We tied it against Mount Marty again. So we scored 12 goals against Mount Marty in 2018 and 12 goals against them this year.
I guess Mount Marty's not a great team. I mean, that could be it, but we really should. We did not want another heartbreaking loss with only, what did we get last week? Like eight shots on goal?
Six or eight, yeah.
I mean, it was not that great. And now we come up getting 22 shots on goal against Mount Marty. That tells you how much the head coach decided to push the offense in the right direction.
Next up for the women's soccer team, they'll play on Wednesday, and they'll go to Dort. The kickoff is from Sioux Center, Iowa, and it's set for 5 p.m.
Show up and show out.
On to men's soccer. Men's soccer on Wednesday beat Kansas Wesleyan 4-0.
Now that is a statement win right there. As much as the women's was a statement win, for the men, this was, you know, a good statement win, you know? I mean, they're now 2-1 in the early season, starting off 1-1 at home and 2-1 overall. I mean, I think that's pretty good.
That's, yeah, you know, way to keep the winning streak going now onto two wins. And they got a little bit of revenge from Kansas Wesleyan as they lost to them 2-1 last year.
Yeah.
So that feels great.
That definitely has to feel great.
You know, we didn't score all of our points in the first half. We scored three of them in the second half, and that was Garrett Perry at the 54th minute, Ryan Wukuch at the 72nd minute, Moses Jacobo at the 79th.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's pretty good spreading the ball around and getting your points in the second half, which really matters, you know. That's the half that really determines a lot of games. And keep pushing on the gas to hold out a 4-0 victory. That's really good. We held Kansas Wesleyan to 3 shots on goal, 5 shots total. But man, I mean, we were pounding on the offensive side.
We owned the shot count with 17-5.
Exactly. We had 13 shots on goal, and as you said, total of 17 shots. Our offense, for both men and women, seemed to be rolling this year after 2 terrible opening weeks. You know, opening games, they weren't as good because they both lost. But after that, they decided to kick it in gear, and now women win 12-0. Our men are on a 2-game winning streak. This can be GPAC title teams right here.
Oh, definitely. I mean, not just men and women's soccer, but Concordia and sports in general just needs to keep this up. This is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And we have a lot more great wins and actions for you coming up. But first, congratulations to men's soccer. They will also play Dort September 23rd at Dort. Kickoff is 7:15.
Congratulations to Gabby Nordaker, a freshman on the volleyball team, who is named GPAC Player of the Week, GPAC Attacker Player of the Week. In the home opener versus Hastings, Nordaker shined with 13 kills and 8 blocks.
The whole women's volleyball team just shined, beating Hastings 3-0. I mean, so far they haven't lost a single match.
No, they haven't. They've just dominated everyone we've played.
Yeah, they went 3-0, I think all 3 games, right?
Yeah. This week they beat Hastings 25-21 in the first set, 25-21 in the second set, and 25-19 in the third.
Wow. Those are actually close.
They're kind of close. Yeah, they're getting there.
They're not the blowouts that we saw the last 2 games, but the way they're able to finish the game, hold on to the lead, I feel like that's another step in the right direction of we can make it to the playoffs again. The volleyball team has improved so much since I became a freshman here at Concordia. So kudos to them. They're doing great.
In the third set against Hastings, Hastings took a quick lead 6-4. And we turned around and we led 13-7.
I mean, that's saying something. Like, once you get down, we don't stay down. We're able to fight and control whatever lead we have.
Yeah, we held them to 1 point.
That's impressive. So, volleyball news, their upcoming game against Mount Marty has been postponed. We'll get more info on that once we find out the issues. The game following that would be against College of St. Mary. That is at Omaha, Nebraska, September 26th at 5 p.m. And again, we will hopefully get more news on the Mount Marty game later.
Women's tennis also did pretty good. We had 4 championships in the tournament. Well, the singles titles were claimed by Claudia Miranda Vieira, Katie Sia, and Julia Phillips. Yep. In doubles, Sia teamed with Ansley Gates.
Winning that 6-3, by the way.
Yeah, winning that 6-3. So, great job, women's tennis.
Very impressive. Shout out to all those great athletes pulling out the victory in the tournament. Breaking news.
Not very often we get breaking news, but I was just looking up online real quick. Moses Jacobo from men's soccer is honored as the GPAC Offensive Player of the Week. That marks three Concordia athletes.
Named GPAC Player
of the Week. GPAC Player of the Week.
That's really impressive. What a great weekend, as we all said.
Moses Jacobo, I just want to touch on him. He was named GPAC Offensive Player of the Week for men's soccer. And last year, as a freshman, he led the Bulldogs in both goals and assists. 6 goals, 5 assists.
Wow. I'm speechless. Honestly, that's really impressive.
He helped Concordia beat Kansas Wesleyan, and he had 1 goal and 2 assists in that game.
Dang. I mean, you're doing something when you can pass the ball around and score at the same time.
This season, he's leading Concordia with 3 assists. We are already off to a great start.
Oh, yeah. We have great athletes and great players and great teams right now, from what it sounds like. Dang. And now back to men's tennis. Men's tennis had 2 guys finish on top. Joe Bindle winning 6-4 and 6-3. Octavio Valenzquez winning 8-4. So congratulations to those 2 dogs in winning the title.
This weekend in general was amazing for Concordia.
Oh, yeah. And I hope we can keep it up further. Congratulations to everyone who performed this weekend. And keep it going, honestly. And that's all the time we have for you guys. Make sure, if you have any questions or comments, please email us at cunekubski@gmail.com. And check out our Instagram page at cunekubski. We have a new Twitter account. It's at Kubski. So make sure you check that out as well. Yeah, that's all the time we got for you. Thanks for joining us, and see you next week.
Bye. They just don't get it. I think they forget I'm not done till I'm on top. I know I was.